I got to know a lot of the folks at the MTA. They're terrific professionals. They're as good as you would see anywhere in any company. But if you don't invest the capital in something that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's going to fall apart. Do we need to re-educate people? I think we're in the process, unfortunately, of re-educating people about the subway system. I don't think we need to re-educate people about roads or bridges necessarily, because I don't think people think about that much about who owns or runs them. Water, which is an area of infrastructure that desperately needs to be invested in, is just a terrible health crisis emerging, I think. The water and sewer systems in this country are a disaster. It's been tried a million times. Everybody has said the private sector should be taking over these things. We can invest. People are willing to pay something to get good, fresh, clean water, so there's a revenue stream. It's the hardest public asset to do a P3 because people just deeply believe that water needs to be publicly managed. The opposite has proven to be the case, but you know, it is what it is. So there's some education that has to be done there, or else we just have to get to unfortunately a worse place where the public money can't do it anymore and you have to bring in private. So it depends on the asset. Some things people feel like should be publicly managed and some they don't seem to care very much. I'll give you another example, which is an interesting one to me. New York City and New York State regulated affordable housing, except for the public housing, was all built as a result of public-private partnerships. Decades ago, the government just decided that it didn't make any sense to publicly build all of the housing that low-income people should live in. And so they invented all these financial tools to bring private money in. And now, you know, there's developer community all over the place that builds housing for people who don't make a lot of money. It's helped out by the government. It's in the government's, you know, the government is involved, but it's a public-private partnership. It works great. People just don't think about it that way, but that's been, in my mind, the most successful public-private partnership that we know of.